This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, January 17th, 2007. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, poetry grows old. It's my father's birthday today, January 17th. He was born in 1931, so that makes him, what, 76. He seems even older because he's had some serious health problems. He can't walk anymore. His memory has lost some of its edge. My mother takes care of him at home. Anyhow, I forgot to send him a gift or even a card. And if I sent one now, it would only get there late and seem kind of lame. So I started thinking about this podcast and about poems of old age. What contemporary poems about old age might my dad find useful? I found two poems that PoetryFoundation.org had already recorded. One is by Alice Fryman, and the other, which we'll hear first, is by the current Poet Laureate of the United States, Donald Hall.
I wrote a poem not many years ago when I was feeling depressed about being old and depressed about living in general.
The poem is a kind of timeline of the losses the speaker has suffered in his life. It's called Affirmation.
And the title, as I originally put it down, was ironic because I was just affirming negativity. But some glow of affirmation really does come through it, and it's about getting old and the sadness of that.
Affirmation by Donald Hall.
Affirmation. To grow old is to lose everything. Aging, everybody knows it. Even when we are young, we glimpse it sometimes and nod our heads when a grandfather dies. Then we row for years on the midsummer pond, ignorant and content. But a marriage that began without harm scatters into debris on the shore, and a friend from school drops cold on a rocky strand. If a new love carries us past middle age, our wife will die at her strongest and most beautiful. New women come and go, all go. The pretty lover who announces that she is temporary is temporary. The bold woman, middle-aged against our old age, sinks under an anxiety she cannot withstand. Another friend of decades estranges himself in words that pollute 30 years. Let us stifle under mud at the pond's edge and affirm that it is fitting and delicious to lose everything.
Donald Hall reading Affirmation. Now that poem pulls a rabbit right out of the hat. Those last few lines suddenly transform what would have been just a bitter complaint about loss into sudden affirmation that it is fitting and delicious to lose everything.
I think that poems, more than any other art form, frequently say one thing, obviously, and at the same time kind of take it back, which is to say they're human.
Now to Alice Fryman's poem.
This poem was written in response to Louise Glick's poem, Birthday. And in that poem, she says that she's looking down 50 years. And when I read that, I began to laugh because I'm looking down 70 years. Okay, so it's about coming to the end of one's life.
The speaker in Alice Fryman's poem imagines herself at the top of a winding staircase, looking down on the child she once was. The poem is called Seeing It Through.
Presto, the magician drops his handkerchief, and amazingly, I'm looking down 70 years. Down as from the top of a winding stair, vertigoing to the bottom, where the child struggles to mount, crawling on her knees that first step. And I want to say, wait, I'll come down, carry you up, for I need you here now that the banister is nearing its finial, and I can see the rituals of the sky speeding up through the almost reachable skylight. Honey hair and the sunsuit mother made from a scrap. Come, if I hold you high, you can touch the glass. Let the last contact be of a baby's hand. Why not? All things come around, replete with rage and rattle.
Alice Fryman reading Seeing It Through. Her latest book of poems is The Book of the Rotten Daughter, published by BKMK Press. Donald Hall is the current Poet Laureate of the United States. His latest book is White Apples and the Taste of Stone, Selected Poems 1946 to 2006. You can also find some of his poems on our website, poetryfoundation.org, where you'll also find poetry news, features, and more audio. Let us know what you think of this program. Our email address is podcast@poetryfoundation.org. If you're listening to this online, remember that you can subscribe in iTunes and receive new podcasts automatically each week, as well as download the 53 other podcasts we've done since April of last year. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Happy birthday, Dad.